Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Hey there, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, and thank you for joining the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe. And it is all dedicated to you, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done. You're bold, you're brave, you dare greatly, you innovate. Boy, do you innovate, and you are changing people's lives and the world. That's why we celebrate you. Thank you very much for what you do. We live better because of you. Thank you very much. Incredible Heroes of Manufacturing interview with a gentleman by the name of Mike Bafan. Now, his last name is spelled B-A-F-A-N, and it's pronounced Bafan, and he is Matt Statcard out there on LinkedIn, Group Vice President of North America Manufacturing Project Innovation Center. Mouthful, major industrial and manufacturing street cred. Mike Bafan is on the Industrial Talk Podcast. Let's get going. It's a great interview. He's passionate about, well, all things manufacturing. He's passionate about the people of Toyota. He's passionate about what they have done throughout this whole COVID situation and the dedication and the sacrifice that everybody has made at Toyota. I'm telling you, big fan of Team Toyota. After this conversation, you're going to have to be a big fan too. One of the things that he goes through these 4 points of what Toyota has done. 4 points. Important, worth listening to, and deploying most definitely. Great focus on protecting the people of Toyota. Absolutely, bar none, second to none. But what was interesting is their passion to collaborate, their passion to try to understand the challenges that exist out there. That's one. Two, the necessity for a large, impactful company like Toyota to be able to, I hate saying the word, but pivot, because the switch was so rapid into the corona world that they were able to pivot like in a jet second. So the way they did it was through collaboration, innovation, education in a matter of a jet second. And they just had to do it. And now they're at a point where they're back up to sort of the manufacturing standards that they so enjoy and what you expect from Toyota. And they were able to implement and keep everybody safe. That's a benefit to us, benefit to them. Kudos to Toyota. Absolutely wonderful. Now, you're saying to yourself, I want to get involved. You want to get involved with the Heroes of Manufacturing. You go out to heroesofmanufacturing.com. If you have somebody you want to nominate because they're spectacular, I mean, manufacturing is always spectacular. You will be talking to me. Let's get them on the podcast. Let's elevate their company. Let's elevate their story because they need to be elevated, okay? And that is heroesofmanufacturing.com. Go out there and get involved. All right, let's get on with the interview. Mike Bafan is on the interview. He's with Toyota. He's got a Matt Statcard out there on LinkedIn. And I'm telling you, it was a fantastic conversation. So you listeners out there, enjoy Mike Bafan. All right, Mike Bafan, how are you doing? Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. I am absolutely excited, and I got to do this. All right, standing in that corner, we've got a gentleman by the name of Mike Bafan. He is the Italian Stallion. He comes in at around 200 pounds, hailing from Philly, South Philly. Let's give it up for Mike Bafan. How's that?
That is awesome. That is awesome. Thank you, Scott. You missed your calling. You should have been a ring announcer. And yes, it's an honor and a privilege to be on your show. I'm a big fan, so I'm ready. You got some questions for me.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Let's get rolling right now. Now, for the listeners out there, Mike, let's give us a little 411 on who you are, sort of your stat card that's out there, and then we're going to roll into what Toyota has been doing in this whole COVID world, we call it. I don't know what it is. So give us a little background there, Mike.
Sure. I finished college in 1984, University of Michigan, Go Blue. I joined the automotive industry It's been 36 years and some change. My entire career has been in manufacturing, in production, different capacities from first line supervisor all the way to plant president. And since 14 years ago when I joined Toyota, I've been learning even more. And my current position is that I serve as group vice president of manufacturing innovation. And I'm also responsible for taking care of our manufacturing operations in Mexico.
That's having a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, geez, I bow to your expertise. My gosh, that is a fantastic stat card. I know how to cook a mean egg sandwich. How's that one? All right, so let's give it a shot. One of the things that's really interesting from a manufacturing point of view, and I really appreciate your saying yes to get on the Heroes of Manufacturing, because we really truly want to have the opportunity to have that other focus, that people focus, and really from a manufacturing point of view, what you and others are doing. Now, what is, you know, it's like one day, you know, everything was rocking and rolling, and then the next day somebody flipped the switch, it's COVID, shutdown, global, boom, everybody's been impacted. What has Toyota been doing specifically to that?
Well, good question. When all of this started coming up, it was March 18th when we announced that we will suspend production at all of our 14 facilities in North America, nine plants in the U.S., So right off the bat, we made the announcement, and the next day, our plant leadership, the entire manufacturing leadership and top management went to work to do what it takes for a safe return of our team members back to our factory. So we met every day and sometimes hours each day trying to assess and reassess our conditions, learn and understand as much as we could about COVID-19, stayed in very good contact with CDC, and quite frankly, Scott, what helped us was we followed three fundamental principles. One was we wanted to stay connected with our people. So every week we conducted phone surveys with all 32 to 40,000 team members. And that in those surveys, we would ask questions like, how are you doing? How is your health? How is your family's health? How do you feel? How comfortable, how confident you are to come to back to work? And also, we would share with them and preview with them what we were doing in the plant. We were sanitizing every facility, and we were obviously learning more from CDC and others, incorporating best practices and making changes in our shop floors, and reviewing or previewing those changes with them and getting their input. So all in all, it was about good communication. Second fundamental principle we followed was we actually went about preparing our plants. So when our team members come back to work, they find even a much safer place to work. This meant putting in place infrastructures to do anything from checking their temperatures as they get in, to mark off areas that social and physical distancing is required, to have provisions for face shields or face masks so that they are comfortable, providing sanitization stations for them to clean their hands, and also provide the medical care when it's needed to assess if there is any problem that we need to contain. So again, everybody that comes to work has a few questions to answer. Some of these questions are app-based. They're asking you, how is your health today? Do you have any symptom? How is the health of your family? And they check the temperatures and they come in. So it's all about taking care of the people. Actually, in Japan, there's a concept they call mendomi, which is like taking care of family. And finally, the last piece of what we call our third principle was to honestly not rush into production right away. So as our manufacturing leader said, we are data-driven, not date-driven. driven. So we didn't pick a day to say, on this date, we're going to start cranking up all the lines and everybody's going to be at certain percent efficiency. So it was a matter of making sure team members are comfortable and they feel safe and they are healthy. And really, the production efficiency and production numbers were really not anywhere at the top. So frankly, this this type of an approach has worked, because I'm glad to say most, if not all, of our plants are at their pre-coronavirus production levels. So that's a good sign.
Wow.
The difference is, you know, with all the changes we made and all the protocols we put in place, they're there. And one other important factor that needs to be brought in is that throughout the unfortunate situation where the whole nation was struggling to respond to this virus, the manufacturing team at all of our locations, they kind of pulled in, and we produced 500,000 face shields that we distributed to nursing homes, to medical center care providers, to anybody that wanted the PPE, the personal protection. Right. And you know what? Our team members are not just part of our workforce. They are part of our communities. So what better way to help the communities we live in than rolling your sleeves up and do what you can to your share. So this is really a holistic approach. Again, it's manufacturing, but it's people. It's communities. So all of that are important.
I'm telling you right now, it is always people. Yeah, you can have the widgets, you can have the machines, you can have the robots, you can do all of that, but you can't do it without people. And that is the heart and soul of any manufacturing efforts and process. It's, I got to tell you how impressed I am. I'm impressed with you. Just, you know, let's just lay that out, Mike. But Toyota as a whole, as a corporate and the culture of Toyota, being able to take a really challenging global situation and approach it systematically and to create a solution moving forward. I'm always interested because, you know as well as I do, manufacturing gets in a routine. Chuck, 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 target, target, targets, all of that stuff. And then with something like this, I'm always amazed at how quickly that machine can pivot and address the challenges at that time. And it always gets down to people and the human element. And that's a fantastic story. And I got, by the way, I got a bunch of pictures of you guys, man.
Well, that's good. That's the story about the way we operate. That's really what makes you feel good about what you do.
So I know that you're a very busy young man. How about that? There you go. Busy young man. And we're going to have to wrap it up really quick. Now, who do you want to just say, those are my manufacturing heroes?
Well, I'm looking at them right now. You're my manufacturing heroes, but I understand your question. You're an exception. Honestly, having been in this business for 36 years and some change, my manufacturing hero is that production team member that works on the shop floor.
Yeah,
those are my heroes, and they gave me energy. They inspire me. They are the main arteries in our factories, and they are the last line between our reputation to our customers and the smile we are able to put on the customer's face. So rain or shine, high temperatures, low temperatures, doesn't matter. These folks make it to work. And again, that's the best part of being a part of the manufacturing family. You walk on the floor, that energy, the smell of the plant, all of that just kind of makes you feel good, makes you feel that you're a part of something big. And I've always appreciated that.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and more so today, and it's sort of an interesting time, sort of pre-virus, we did our stuff. But now we've got all the negative stuff associated with it and the pain and all of that stuff, but there's a lot of positives that have resulted from this difficult time. And one of the things that I see is that there's this greater need or sense of collaboration, asking questions, being a part of something. I want to collaborate to solve problems, and that pinpoint focus. and the ability to innovate. Manufacturers innovate. And it doesn't have to just be technology. It could be, it's just across the board. And that's what's so fantastic. And you never shy away from the need to learn. I'm just stunned. And kudos to your production team, Toyota, the culture, you and your leadership. I love it. Are you active out on LinkedIn?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have that. Everything out there on Industrial Talk, how to get a hold of Mike Buffon, the Italian Stallion, coming in at 200 pounds, hailing from South Philly.
Must be careful. 190 pounds.
You, man, I'm just telling you, Mike, this was an absolutely wonderful conversation. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what your team does. Thank you for what you do in the community, face shields, everything associated with it. You guys are my heroes of manufacturing. Thank you.
Thank you. And Scott, thank you for giving a voice to manufacturing. We appreciate it very much. It's been an honor to talk to you and hope to see you soon.
Okay? Yeah, you will. Plano, Texas, location coming by. I'm doing it, baby. I'm getting in the old rig and I'm coming up there. You listeners out there, you're going to have to stay tight. We're going to wrap it up on the other side. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Hey there. Thank you very much again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. I've got three words. Mike, Buffon, Toyota. Three words. What the heck, man? Any way you look at it, incredible interview, incredible insight, incredible wisdom, incredible desire to help people be safe and help this economy to get back up and running. That's Toyota. That's Team Toyota. They're fantastic. I'm telling you, look for Mike Buffon. That's B-A-F-A-N out on LinkedIn. Mad Stat Card, I mean, it goes on forever. Mine doesn't look anywhere close to that. All right. You need to get involved. Yes, you do. There is no question. You need to get involved with this movement. We need to start celebrating the heroes of manufacturing. Go out to heroesofmanufacturing.com. Get involved. Talk to me. Nominate. Follow these incredible leaders. We've got a ton, and I mean a ton, of opportunities to just highlight these unsung heroes of manufacturing that make our lives better and keep this world a-moving. So anyway, go out to, absolutely, heroesofmanufacturing.com. As always, I want you to be bold, be brave, dare greatly. You're continuously changing the world and people's lives. We celebrate you. Thank you for what you do. We've got another great interview coming right around the corner, so stay tuned to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Be safe.